Good evening. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. And as always, we want to begin by thanking Jake Weinman for his hard toil and effort in bringing us together every night to learn Divrei Torah here together. And we want to thank Mitch Green for his technical assistance, of Nyman, and Rabbi Shmuel Mayevsky, Shlita. Yashar Koach to you. Tonight, we begin by acknowledging our sponsor, who has graciously dedicated tonight's year in the basin, Le'ilu Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May this be somehow an aliyah, and may our sponsor be blessed for his graciousness in sponsoring the share. This week is Parshas Toldos. Toldos is a very powerful parsha, and we learn about it's a sequel to the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak and Rivka last week got married, and this week we begin with a reminder of their marriage. Right when we read the parsha, we learn that Yitzchak, he was 40 years old. B'kachtoyes Rivka bas b'suel harami mipadan adam. Achos lovan harami lo lisha. Right away we learn that Yitzchak got married to Rivka, where she came from. She was the daughter of Besuel, Harami, Mipatan Adam, and she was the sister of Lavan Harami, and we continue their marriage. And their marriage was obviously a very complex one, as we know. They had two children, Yaakov and Esav, and while Rivka was pregnant, we know that there was a difficult pregnancy, Vayisroititzu, Habon and Bekirba. It was a difficult pregnancy, especially in the fact that when she would pass the Beis Medrash, Yaakov attempted to depart, and when she would pass a place of Avodah Zarah, Esav would want to depart. This reality that a child was Pesach al Shnei HaSeifim was leaning both ways was a painful experience for her. And then she was told, do not worry, we have twins, and one will be greater than the other. Ulo'oim b'lo'oim yevot zarav ya'avoid so'ir. They were born, and vayigdulu hanorim, they became adults. Rashi says that as long as children are children, they're very small, they're toddlers, they're youth, it's not noticeable their true nature. Once they become bar mitzvah, they mature, then we can already see the difference. We see where they're heading in life. Yaakov was an ishtan, and Esav was an ishsodeh. Each one had a different, distinct personality. And then we come to a very important event, where it says, Vayozed Yaakov Nozid. Yaakov prepared porridge, lentils. Vayavoy Esav min ha-sodeh v'hu oyev. Esav comes back from the field and he's tired. What was he tired from? The Chazal explained he was tired from doing many averos. He did the Gimel averos chamuros on that day, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shvichat Tzomim, and he was exhausted from his behavior. Rashi here says, "Vehu oyef duritzicha kama detemo ki oifa nafshe lahorgim." Chazal tell us, in addition to his act of murder, there were other things that he did on that day, and Rashi then goes on to tell us something very important: the oifa hayoyim. That day, Nes Avraham. It was on that day when Avraham Avinu died. Why did he die on that day? Shelo yire es Esav ben Binoy yoytze letarbus ra'a. Ve'ein zoy seva toiva shevtichoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichach, kitzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu chomesh shanim mishnoisav. Rashi goes on to explain that Yitzchak, on that day that Yaakov Avinu prepared the porridge, he was preparing the porridge, a su'udos havra, ubishel Yaakov adoshim, he cooked lentils, lahavres tesa'ovel, in order to feed the mourner the first meal. Who was the mourner? Yitzchak. Yitzchak was in avelus. And Yaakov Avinu was now coming to be mechadet his father, Malama Adoshim, why lentils? Shadoimois legalgel, it's similar to a sphere. Shahavelus Galgil Achoizel Oilam, death is inevitable, and it makes its rounds upon every member of every person in this world. And therefore, as a reminder, as a way of comforting the mourner, to remind them that death is a way of the world, and the person should not dwell upon death more than he is required. He has served lentils. He has served the food that is round. Something that is round is symbolic of something which makes its rounds, which travels, which affects every person. And it's a reminder to a person that no one was ever meant to be here in this world forever. Everyone is only here for a short period of time to take advantage. And then Rashi goes further. The oid ma doshim ein lechem peh, kacho ovel ein leiteh. Just like a lentils do not have an opening, so to a mourner has no opening. Sha'osu ledaber. V'chich ha'minig v'havri ses ovel, v'tchim asa machol ebeitzim, sh'magulim, we give them eggs as well. Ein lechem peh, kacho ovel ein leiteh. Okay, so Rashi goes on and says over here, many principles, v'anavelus. The main thing I want to point out is this, let's point out a couple of things as follows. Who was the one that excelled in the midst of Kibud Av Vo'em? So we all know that it was Esav. Esav excelled in this mitzvah. Chazal tell us that when Esav would serve his father, he would dress in his finest clothing, in his big day Shabbos. Esav was an Ish Tzayit. Rashi tells us that he would ask his father interesting questions. It wasn't just that Esav wanted to deceive his father into believing that he was a righteous individual who separated miser from salt and from other exotic items. It was more than that. He wanted his father to believe that he has a child that is following in his ways. He wanted to give his father satisfaction. And although he personally could not live a life of righteousness, but if he could deceive his father in thinking that he had a son that was a righteous person, that, to a degree, would fulfill his honor. During the 22 years where Yaakov Avinu was not present, he went to marry and work at the home of Lavan. Who is it, the one that served and took care of Yitzhak? It was Esav. Esav was there to care for his father, for his mother. Chazal emphasized that Esav has a very great merit of Kibud Avoim. Kibud Avoim is a very complex mitzvah, what was the parameters, but there is one thing that is interesting about Kibud Avoim, and that is one of the primary ways of giving honor to a parent is to feed the parent, to provide food. The child does not have to pay for the food, but it is the son's duty to actually prepare the food, to serve the food, to feed the father in a dignified way. On this day, by Yigdulu Hanorim, Rashi tells us Avraham Avinu passed away. When Avraham Avinu passed away, Yitzchak was in Avelus. And when the Oval returns from the cemetery from burying the dead, the custom, the law is that there are people who feed the mourner. The mourner, for whatever reason, is not in the frame of mind, in a state where he can prepare his own food. And therefore, there's something called a Su'udas Havro'ah, which basically is the first meal that the mourner eats. It's not to be his own food, it is to be from someone else. Certainly, this meal would appear to fit into the category of Kibud Avoim. Father, person's father is an Avel, meaning his grandfather, person's grandfather, passes away. His father is in mourning. His father now needs to eat food. Feeding father is a mitzvah, is the ultimate mitzvah of Kibud Av. And certainly in an instance where the father is in mourning, where the father is not allowed to feed himself, he's not allowed to prepare his own food, and he is at the mercy of someone else to prepare the first meal, who better to prepare this meal than the grandson? The grandson would serve the Sudas Havra for his father to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Avraham. And yet look what happens here in this story. Esav, who excels in the midst of Kibud Avraham and has received from Chazal honor, merit, and praise, high praise for his fulfillment of this mitzvah here in this particular story, not only is the one who is not involved in feeding his father, the Seudas Havra, after the death of his grandfather Avraham, but instead he himself is eating up the meal. He's taking away the food that was being prepared for his father, who was in mourning. Again, Avraham Avinu dies, the grandfather of Yaakov and Esav. Yitzchak is the primary Avel. Yitzchak is coming back from the burial. Yitzchak now is in need of a meal. The halacha says that this meal should be served by others, not by the mourner himself. There is a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avoim, and the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avoim includes feeding one's parents food. This certainly, in this situation where Yitzchak is an Avelus, certainly now is the ultimate opportunity for Yitzchak's children, Esav and Yaakov, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avoim and feed their father, the Seudas Havra. And here, which child fulfills the mitzvah? Yaakov. Which child does not fulfill the mitzvah? Esav. Esav is busy. He's oyef, he's tired. He just came back from committing murder. And according to Chazal, he did other averus as well. Not only does Esav not fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avoim, Esav consumes the food. He says to Yaakov, what do you have here? Excuse me, the food is for your father. And you, Esav, who have proven yourself, who praise yourself as being the one who excels in the midst of Kibbutz Avoim, it should be you that is running to feed your father Yitzchak the lentils in mourning over your grandfather. But not only are you not involved in fulfilling this mitzvah, you in your state of being tired, exhausted from doing averos, take all the food for yourself and gobble it down. This is an incredible revelation that the Kibbutz Avoim of Esav, it's a fraud. You can ask your father from today till tomorrow how to think of miser from straw and from salt to make believe that you're impressing your father that you're a tzaddik. You can put on your Shabbos clothing when you serve your father. But if when your grandfather, Avraham Avinu, our patriarch, passes away, and your father is in mourning, and you steal his food, that speaks volumes of your Kibbutz Avoim. It's interesting that Rashi says it had to be that Yaakov, that Avraham Avinu died 5 years premature. Yitzchak lived to the age of 180 and Avraham lived to the age of 175. Avraham lived 5 years less than Yitzchak. Yitzchak lived to 180, Avraham lived to 175, Avraham lived 5 years less than his son Yitzchak. Chazal tell us that it was really meant to be Avraham would live to the age of 180. And the reason why he only lived to 175 5 years before his time was because on this day, Esav was Yotza Lesar Busra. And this would not be Seva Toiva, ripe old age for Avraham Avinu. For Avraham Avinu to see a grandson go out and live a life of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shefich HaStanim, it would be a violation of Hashem's promise of Seva Toiva. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to shorten the life of Avraham Avinu by 5 years so that he should not have this agmas nefesh of seeing such a horrible tragedy. It's interesting to note that back in Parshas Chayei Sarah, Avraham Avinu dies. It also mentions his death. His death is mentioned in Parshas Chayei Sarah, and it's mentioned here in Parshas Toldos. The death of Avraham Avinu spans two parshios. And there it says that when Avraham Avinu was buried, he was buried by Yitzchak the Yishmael Benoi. Yitzchak and Yishmael his son. And Rashi there says, why does the Pasuk put Yitzchak before Yishmael? Rashi answers, really, Yishmael should have gone first. Yishmael was older. Why then is Yitzchak first? Because Yishmael did teshuvah. Yishmael was choizer b'shuvah, although for part of his life he was mitzachik. He mocked Yitzchak. But at the end of his life he realized that Yitzchak deserves honor. Yitzchak is the heir to Avraham. And at the funeral he gave him honor and demanded that he go first. He go first as a sign of honor and respect. To Avraham Avinu to live and to die with children who respected one another and in essence respected the will of Avraham Avinu, this is the greatest nachas possible. This is, this Rashi there says, this is the seva toiva that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. And notice in this week's Parsha, Parsha's told us, Rashi says, that Avraham had to die 5 years prematurely in order not to witness Esav Yotzei L'Tarbus Ra'ah, because it would not be seva toiva. The two mentions of the death of Avraham Avinu that span two parshios both focus on seva toiva, good, honorable old age. In one parsha, we learn about the positive element. Avraham Avinu lived to witness, to see his children go in his ways. He witnessed to see Yishmael follow in the ways that he taught him. He witnessed to see his child, Yishmael, give honor to his brother Yitzchak. And if this is what happened after he died, certainly before he died it was the same. He witnessed, that's called Seva Toiva. And we have the flip side. What is not called Seva Toiva? What is the opposite of Seva Toiva? For him to have witnessed Esav Yotzei L'Tarbusra, to go out and live a lifestyle, a life of wickedness. Both of these examples of what is Seva Toiva, what is not Seva Toiva, all capture, revolve around the same principle of a child honoring their father. At the funeral of Avraham Avinu, there was honor being given to Avraham Avinu. What was the honor? To bury him. The way they buried him was where both Yishmael and Yitzchak were present, and Yishmael gave honor to Yitzchak in the presence of Avraham. But that's honor to one's father. What's not called Seva Toiva? To witness a grandson disgrace the mitzvah of Kibbut Avraham. Not to serve the Sudas Havra. Not only not to serve the Sudas Havra, to eat up the Sudas Havra for himself. To take it for himself. The disgrace of what Esav did on that day was he trashed Kibbut Avraham. Yishmael observed a very high level of Kibbut Avraham by participating in the burial, but yet giving honor to the heir of Avraham Avinu. The Seva Toiva represents Kibbut Avraham, both what is and what is not. May we merit that the mitzvah of Kibbut Avraham be thoroughly ingrained in our psyche. Kibbut Avraham is not just the mitzvah of honoring our parents, certainly it is, but it represents the honor we give to our ancestors, the appreciation of our legacy, the matriarchs in connecting to our roots, to our traditions, to living a life that our ancestors would be proud. Rabbi Beryl Wine says all the time, how do you measure success in life? How does a person measure true success? A person can say about himself that both his grandparents and his grandchildren have nachas from him, that's success. You can look back and say, oh, my grandparents, if they saw the way I lived my life, they would be happy, they would have nachas. And likewise, my grandchildren, they can look up to me and they can say, oh, we're proud. We are proud we had such a grandfather. That means that there is a continuous link of the Mesorah spanning many generations. That's Seva Toiva. The Seva Toiva of Avraham Avinu is to witness his children be meticulous in giving honor to their legacy, to their ancestors, in preserving the traditions, the Mesorah, and the will of Hashem. L'man asher yitzav es beisa v'yespon av acharav, lishmar, to guard the derech Hashem. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful, successful week, and best wishes to one and all. Good night.